Tonight's shiur, Simen Tafresh Peivav, Din Tainus Esther, the halachas of Tainus Esther, Sif Aleph. Bechanaka Upurim Mutulis Anos Lifnehem Ula Achrehem. First of all, you should know that it's permitted to fast Erev Chanukah and the day after Chanukah, Erev Purim and the day after Purim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph. Mutulis Anos Lifnehem Ula Achrehem. You can fast before and after. Vechein behaspit shari, and you could also say a eulogy on those days. And the Shartzion points out, because most poskim hold hespit is kilmitainis, that if it's permitted to fast, you're certainly allowed to do a eulogy. Ubach kosev de bechanaka osalis anasafanov. The Bach holds that the day before Chanukah, erev Chanukah, you should not fast. Vechein gam kein dasa prichodesh, which is also the view of prichodesh. Now, there's an issue here, because there are people who fast every Erev Chodesh from Kippur Kotten. And Rosh Chodesh Teves, you can't fast Erev Chodesh because Chanukah. So there are people who would fast Erev Chanukah for the Yom Kippur Kotten. If that's Dominic, they shouldn't change Dominic. You don't start such a minic. Valkoponim also ligs about Tanas Tzibur, and certainly the community cannot impose a Tanas Tzibur Erev Chanukah. V'chein Yom Rishon da'acha Chanukah, similarly the day right after Chanukah, after Yochid Mutl Hisanus Bo, it's true an individual may fast. Tanas Tzibur also ligs about, we don't impose a Tanas on the Tzibur the day after Chanukah. Se'if Beis. Mis'anin b'yudgimel ba'adar. So now that we've given the preface that you're allowed to fast Erev Purim, we do fast Erev Purim. We fast with Gimel Adar, at least Adar in the Prozim. Vimchal and Purim in the Prozim. Vimchal Purim be'echad b'Shabbos, in the event that Purim occurs on Sunday, makdim l'sanos b'yom chamishi, then we fast the Thursday before. Ramo adds, v'tayne zeh einu choyva. This fast is not an obligation. And therefore, one can be lenient when necessary. For instance, for a woman who's pregnant or nursing or someone who's ill, even though it's not an illness that is potentially mortal. Even someone who just has a pain in their eyes, if it's a sinus headache, certainly a migraine, if they're in a lot of discomfort, they don't fast. But they can make it up afterwards.
They
should.
Or must.
They should. Except we'll see the exceptions in the Mishnah Berurah. Al shar briyim, but other healthy people, lo yifashu min hatzibur, should not be different from everyone else. If the tzibur is fasting, they should fast. V'mchal purim b'yom yishon, when purim occurs on a Sunday, shemesan b'yom chamishi shalafanov, that they fast on the Thursday before, v'chal bo bris milan, there's a bris on that Thursday, mutar l'achol al hamila, so it's permitted to eat at the bris, u'lamachav yom shishi yisanu ha'ochem, and then on Friday, everyone who ate on Thursday gets to fast on Erev Shabbos instead. They make up the fast on Friday. Mishnah Berurah, sifkatan beis. Mis'anin b'yigimel b'adar, we fast on the 13th of Adar. Why? Because during the days of Mordechai and Esther, everyone gathered, the Yidden gathered on the 13th of Adar to do battle, and to protect themselves. And they had to daven, and beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiazrem Hashem, to be Baruch Hu should help them, to avenge themselves from their enemies. It was very commonplace that when Yidden went to battle, they would fast. That Moshe Rabbeinu fasted the day that Klai Yisrael fought Amalek. If so, certainly in Mordechai's time, they fasted as well on the day they went to battle. And that's where it comes from, to fast on Yigil Ador. This is the view of Rabbeinu Tam, that the tainus on Yigil Ador was because they were going to battle, and therefore, in all likelihood, they were fasting on that day. So it's an anniversary of the day that they did tshuva and fasted when they went to battle. V'nikra tainus Esther, it's called tainus Esther, which is now a question, why is it called tainus Esther? It has nothing to do with Esther, it has to do with the battle. To remind us that the Ribbono Shel Olam sees and hears when we're in trouble, when he fasts, and he does tshuva with all his heart, as was done in those days. So Nochma, why is it called Tanis Esther? So Esther also was Mispalo, but if you ask the average person, why is it called Tanis Esther? Because it's to remember Esther's Tanesim. The problem is Esther's Tanesim were in Nisan, and not in Adar.
A year before, too, no?
Right, but the question, when we do it, right? Our fast, that was in Nisan, it wasn't in Adar. So that's where he begins to bring the other pshat in Tanis Esther. Sifgan Gimel is Anas B'Yom Chamishi. In the event that Purim occurs on Sunday, then we push the Tanis Esther back to Thursday. Alber of Shabbos in Kaivan Tanis, B'Tchila B'Nekavet Shabbos. We're not going to fast, first of all, on Shabbos. And we're not going to fast Erev Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. If you should regil in b'tanas lo masliches b'sachanunim, if you have a fast day, you're saying sliches, you're saying tachanunim, special tefillas. Well, but Erev Shabbos, though, you're tachin lasos kein. And Erev Shabbos, you really can't do all that. The vishle yuchlo torech lechavod Shabbos, because then it'll interfere with your preparations for Kavod Shabbos. Well, mishay b'derech, if someone was traveling, v'shachach shem is ane b'yom chamishi b'achal, he totally forgot that there was a fast day that Thursday, because usually you know, Erev Purim, you fast, but he totally forgot that Thursday, Purim is another 3-4 days, he forgot that that's a tainus. And he ate. U'b'lai l'bolabe, so he comes home that night from his business trip, v'shama shom is ane yom, and he sees everyone is breaking their fast, everyone is fasting. So he has to fast the next day. Yis ane l'mochav Erev Shabbos, he has to fast on Friday, because he missed the fast entirely. Maharil lo yamagin ha'alocha b'taras Esther. The Maharil would not teach us halocha shir on Tanis Esther. V'nei shetrudim liknasarche Purim. People were busy buying the things they need for Purim. Imlo kishchal Purim b'yom Yishon. Unless Purim was on a Sunday, so Thursday was far enough in advance, he would give the shir. V'kasi b'li rabba v'nir li d'kol zemar l'lech li'yeshiva. The rabbi says this means going to the yeshiva. Av l'limud ha'kavua b'beis ha'medesh enim chazeh. This does not include a regular learning session in the Beis Medrash. Davis Kokach Bidl Tzach Yesuda, if you learn the Tanis Esther Beis Medrash, it's not going to take away your ability to have a Suda on Purim. Ve'ein oimim tzidkoscha ba'isa Shabbos chal Purim l'machar. When Purim is on Sunday, we don't say tzidkoscha by mincha Shabbos afternoon. K'mosh ein oim tachanunim be'erev Purim l'chol. The same way we don't say tachanon erev Purim in a weekday. Tanis Esther, basically. Kach ein oim tzidik hadim b'shashu erev Purim. We don't say tzidik hadim either. On Shabbos, Erev Purim, that's why we don't say Tzikoscha. Sivka Dal Mitztarim. If someone is in great discomfort, they don't fast on Tanis Esther. Zekoy Al Koyvi, and I'm this referring to the person whose eyes hurt. Al Mu'uberes, but a woman who's pregnant. Avsha Einam Mitztaris, even if she's not in discomfort. Einam Mitztaranat, she does not fast. Kein Kasav Eshuas Yankiv, that's what the Eshuas Yankiv writes. Ubel Yerab Machmezeh, Del Yerab is Machmer. When it comes to a lady who gave birth, the first 30 days after childbirth, even the Rab is Mekel, but the fact of the matter is, we're not Machmel like Deli Rab. We go with the Shuiz Yankiv, and essentially, if a lady is pregnant or nursing, we're told not to fast. And then, the person who wasn't feeling well, he had an eye pain, he had a headache, and he didn't fast, he makes it up afterwards. So according to the Shuiz Yankiv, now, this halacha is referring to specifically to someone whose eyes hurt. Because really, he does have an obligation to fast, but not to be different than the tzibur. Right now, his eyes hurt. So when the pain goes away, he should pay up and fast. As opposed to a woman who's pregnant or nursing, they're essentially exempt. Even if they're not experiencing discomfort. And therefore, they shouldn't have to make it up. But from the Bach, it doesn't seem that way. So, la halacha, the nursing woman and the pregnant woman is not going to make up the fast. The person who forgot that it was a fast, or the person who felt his eyes hurt him, he should make up the fast on the next day, on Friday.
You're making up because it's a knas?
No, it's a tzibur fast. You have to be part of the tzibur, so you have to fast.
Does he make up the tzibur?
You're not going to have a tzibur, so you couldn't say the tzibur. I don't think he'll say the... Maybe he'll say Avinu Malkeinu, but I don't think he'll say the tzibur. Sifkan Vav, lo
yifrishu.
If he's fasting, you say Anenu. Lo yifrishu. You shouldn't be purged from the tzibur. Afilo hoch bederf kashla v'tas. Even someone traveling, it's hard to fast. He should fast. The tzibah is fasting. He should fast. Then we have the halacha. If there is a bris on the day of the Tanis Esther on a Thursday, so whoever eats at the bris should fast on Friday. So if God zayim mutu lechol alamila, they can eat at the bris. Hainakol anoshim akrul misu. That means anyone invited can eat at the bris. Vafilo yosim esor, even if they're more than 10.
And nobody's invited, so.
Vafilo b'shachris mutram lechol, even in the morning. You don't have to wait for chesos. You can eat in the morning. Achen kulam, but every one of them gets the reward of fasting the next day. Like we say. But I am the Taz, Eliyarabah shechok mal gazu. The Taz and Eliyarabah take issue with this Ramah. The diet and day hold. The kviyus of the Tainus who dafka liyom chamishi. When Purim comes out on Sunday, the fast is set for the Thursday before. Therefore, no one can eat on that day. It's not like a Tisha B'Av Nidcha this coming this summer. It's a Shiva Sabbatamas, Tisha B'Av Nidcha the Sunday. So it's not a Nidcha. And therefore, you can't eat. V'yasu Suda B'Lad. You make the Suda at night. Achein HaBali Bris Ba'atzman. As far as the Bala Bris, the Avi HaBen, the Sanduk, the Moyel, they, Mutram La'achol B'Yom Chamishi, they can eat on Thursday, Achron, after the Mila. The Ein Tzrichim L'Sasor. And they don't have to fast on Friday. The Chanal B'Simitavkuf Nutesiv Test in Tisha B'Av, the same way we say by Tisha B'Av Nidcha. V'ayim Pimigon Shekos Da'amek L'Nog Das Ramol Hifsid. Pimigodim says whoever is leading to follow the Ramol's view doesn't lose out. You can, anyone can eat at the Bris on Thursday, not like the Taz and the Rabbah. V'chem Mor Ketzir B'Shvaz Yaakov Eskimel Das and Ramol. They also agree to Ramol. But if you follow the Ramol, then they're going to have to fast the following day. Most people, to my knowledge, will not make the Suda on Tainus Esther. They wait until Motzei Tainus. And that's how they make the Suda, because people aren't interested in having to fast on Friday. Siv Gimel. Yesh mis'anin shlosha yomim zechel Tainus Esther. Some people fast 3 days to commemorate Tainus Esther. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkar Mechaz, shlosha yomim, perish. Sheni, chamishi, v'sheni, achar Purim. This is after Purim, Monday, Thursday, Monday. And the reason it's after Purim is because, again, her Tainus wasn't in Adar at all. The Archa Shulchan brings in the notes that we don't do this. There's no one who does it. Chalisha Sadaris, we don't do this 3 day fast. Mishenichnas Adar Ma'avim B'Simcha. When Adar enters, we increase Simcha. Mishesh Lo Dinim Akum Yishput Ba'Adar. If someone has a court case with a non-Jew, he should attempt to have it brought to trial during Adar. Yecharlim B'nei Ir L'Sakin B'Haskoma B'Chem Alayhem B'Halabam Achrayem. The community has the right to institute and make this a binding institution on them and their descendants afterwards to celebrate a day that a miracle occurred, and they'll celebrate it every year like a Purim. They call it a Purim to commemorate the miracle. If someone had a personal miracle in Ador and he wants to make his own Purim, so to speak, to commemorate the miracle, in a leap year, he celebrates in the second Adar. Imlo Shanasla and Espeshas Iba Adarishan, unless his miracle was in a leap year, in Adarishan, in which case, whenever there's a leap year, he'll celebrate in Adarishan, because that's when it actually happened. The notes point out that when a person makes a Su'uda Lezecha Hanes, it is an Su'udas Mitzvah, and we're basically recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Neflois, and he goes on to say that in addition, it's important to give tzedakah and to do something for the tzibur to recognize the nes. And that's brought down in the halachas before in Siman Reishit Ches. The shaila is about Tainus Esther. What are the stringencies besides Tainus? You see in the halacha of fasting, there's certain leniencies. We right away dispense with women who are nursing pregnant to make it easy on someone with an eyeache, headache. The shaila is it permitted to listen to music on Tainus Esther? And the notes point out that it's a different kind of Tainus. This is not a Tainus for the Churban. And he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky that it's mutter to listen to Klei Zemer Tainus Esther. He brings that Yoshev didn't like it. He said, no, a Tainus is a Tainus, you shouldn't. But Chaim said you could. On a regular Tainus, we don't take a shower. We don't take a hot shower on a Tainus. Can't take a hot shower on Tainus Esther. God says you can. Tanis Esther is not an Avelistic Tainus. It's a different kind of Tainus. So, Memela, the Indian Rechitza, so he brings Shlomo Zalman, said that even though you might not shower on other Tanaisim, here you're allowed to. You don't have to be Noig the Chum on Tanis Esther. It's not an Avelis Churban Beis HaMikdash, Churban Shalayim type of Tainus. It's the Zecher of the Tainus of Mordechai and Esther in those days. Memela, it's allowed. He says, Vechein Das of Chaim Kenevsky, Nesson Karelis. And get a haircut, The, a lot of the stringency we might impose on another Tainus is not imposed on Tainus Esther because it's a different type of Tainus. But ultimately, we are saying Slichus and we are going to say Vinu Akenu, all those things. When it comes the afternoon, Erev Purim, and if it's a regular year, then Taki, not going to say Tachim or Vinu Akenu then because of the covered of Purim. But as far as the totality of the day, it's an entirely different experience than a Shiva Sabbatamas or some Gedalia. Right, sorry, but